Well, finally this week, home-delivered fresh fruit and veg is pretty trendy these days. But one Scottsdale fresh fruit and vegetable merchant, it's been trendy for 60 years. The long-running family business is up for sale with owner John van der Bosch, retiring at the age of 77. Reporter Hilary Burden joined John on his regular twice-a-week road trip delivering fresh veggies and fruit to remote northeast towns.
Doing the full circuit. Fingal, Mary's, St Helens, back through Pine Gannon and Brankton.
You're right my way.
Yeah. We do that twice a week. On Monday we go in the opposite direction. Start at Brankton, finish up in Fingal. Thursday, yeah.
Why is that? Why do you go one way one day and the other way the next?
They all get a chance of getting their stuff early in the day. So they get Monday, this end gets it early, and on Thursday, the other end gets it first. First pick, you see.
So first stop is where?
Well, the bakery this morning, because I want my coffee.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trish.
So how long have you been getting your vegetables delivered?
We used to have a fella come around and I was at work, so we always miss him. So then we asked if they'd call in here first off as they're going over to Fingal. So, yeah, probably for the last 2 years.
So what have you got in your basket today?
I've got some washed potatoes, some bananas and some onions for my mum. My husband always has mushrooms for breakfast and some fresh green grapes. And he's back to the pen and paper working out the numbers, so...
No computerisation here.
Well, he did have, but I think it broke down.
Oh. The adding machine broke down.
Oh,
and they're scarce nowadays.
You can't get an adding machine.
No, they're calculators, yeah, but calculators no good.
Get it on your phone.
Yeah, but you can't see the last number you put in, can you? But anyway, this works. Next stop, Fingal.
Oh, my God. Everything's gone crazy. I'm here all on my own.
He's the only independent. All the others are conglomerates. We profess to push community spirit, and so we can't expect people to support us if we don't support the other industries.
Gary from the Fingal Valley Neighbourhood House.
John's been coming through this way for quite some years.
Yeah, many years, as long as I can remember.
So you grew up here and you remember.
I grew up here, so and I remember especially seeing his truck out the front all the time. So
recognisable,
yeah.
Veggie man.
Yeah, the veggie man on the road, and see him around different areas. Yeah, so yeah, well, it's really important to Fingal, so we need hopefully somebody to take that business on and continue the history of what's happening and keep bringing it to Fingal.
Right, we're on the road to St Mary's. Bouncing around a bit. John, has the road always been this bad?
Well, it was good 30 years ago. I could leave me a cup of coffee sitting on there and on the back and it'd still be there and I got to St Mary's. Today it wouldn't do 200 metres and it'd fall over.
John, we've made it down St Mary's Pass to Scamander. You have two stops here.
Yes, two stops, one at the hotel and one at the shop.
John used to come when I was about 5 to Winnaleah with his van, and we'd go into his van, and I was only teeny weeny, and he still looks the same as he did 40 odd years ago. No, 50 odd years ago. I've forgotten how old I am. Yeah. So, yeah, he's been servicing the northeast and east of Tasmania since the early 1960s, so, and still going strong.
Ahoy and welcome aboard Skipper's Fish and Chip Punt. My name's Julie McLaughlin. John's been coming down here for at least 20 years or more that I know of. We rely on John's service to bring us the freshest of the vegetables to the East Coast twice a week. I really like buying off John because you've still got that country personal touch there that John gives us every week when he comes in. The lemons, there's a couple of yucky ones in the box. Well, he'll double that next time and make sure there's double the amount of what you lost back in to replace it. So it's just that good, honest country service that John really offers. You don't get that when you order online, and you don't always get the same delivery driver with different other businesses that we get off. So you do have that just personal, how are you today, John? And he asks you the same, and it does really start your day off wonderful.
John Tatnall, Produce Manager, St Helens Super IGA. Probably one of our major setbacks here in this northeast coast area is deliveries with refrigerator trucking. So it's handy him running around like he does. There's no stopping him, that's for sure.
My name's Kate, We have the East Coast Village Providore in St Helens. Nothing's too hard for him, you know. He's very helpful. Drives that truck around and works late, you know. Sometimes we finish here at 5:30 and I'm on my way home and I can still see John here in St Helens. Long day.
Garlic and ginger and cherry tomatoes, eggplant, sweet corn, radishes, pears, apples. The bread's for goes to Pine Gun and the Wellbra, two hotels. And
they wouldn't get bread otherwise.
No, they're in the middle of nowhere, you know. I mean, Wellbra is that busy nowadays with the bike tracks, you know. There's people camping there all the time. And the poor little pub, not designed to cope for that many people. I don't know how they manage it. They do that many meals a night, but they still manage.
What are they going to do without your bread delivery when you...
Oh, they'll have to make other arrangements. Can't go forever.
John Healy from Pine Garner Dairy in Pine Garner, Tasmania. I can remember running into John Vandenbosch's truck when he pulled up at our house directly opposite the cheese factory when I was only a tiny little tacker. It's interesting because the back on John's truck hasn't changed, but he's put a few new vehicles underneath it. And the smell always got me in the fruit. It was just amazing, something that we hadn't smelt before, a little bit like a lolly shop. There was all sorts of things that we didn't ordinarily see, and to come into the country like that once a week with all this fresh produce was fantastic. It's stunned the big circle now, and we realise that we can't get produce as fresh as we can out of John's truck and as conveniently as we can sometimes out the front of your house on a regular basis. And come hail or shine, I've seen John drive through floodwaters down here in Pine Garner, and he'll be here with the freshest produce that he can find in Australia.
My name is Kelly. I work at the Branson Imperial Hotel.
And it's 9 o'clock at night, I think it is. We've just made the last delivery for the day.
Oh, you can't beat John. Especially when you're, like, running the pub and everything else that you've got to do. It's just a massive load off you having it delivered. And it's like you don't... You get that one-on-one friendship, I think, happening in the... You know, he always makes sure that everything's right and looked after and, yeah, no, it's really good. Yeah, you can't beat it.
My mum always said that John Vandenbosch's giggle was every time you picked up something, it was like money going in the till. So if you haven't got the giggle, I don't think you get the gig.
Thanks for coming. We had a good day.
Great story. I think they're going to miss you, John. John Vandenbosch, Scottsdale fruit and vegetable merchant, selling up after 60 years on the road, talking there to Hilary Burden.